This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County Newsmakers. Talking with Rutherford County Newsmakers.
Makers.
Talking with Rutherford County Newsmakers about what matters most to you.
Since 1947.
WGNS Action Line.
Now your host,
Scott Walker.
This morning we're going to be talking about special kids and a little bit about how it got started and where the idea behind it came from and all of that. We're going to first talk with Angie Kleino. Tell us how it all got started.
Well, it was a God story. I'm a local girl, but I was living in Chattanooga at that time. And I have two daughters, Carrie and Jeannie. And the youngest, Jeannie, had a special needs son. He had a rare disease called ataxia telangiectasia. Looked like cerebral palsy, but it was not. Had nothing to do with that. And he was in a wheelchair, and he was an honor student in traditional classes, but had to memorize everything. And we saw the struggles. We were a very important part of his life. We saw the struggles that families and he went through dealing with life and his special needs. And so we were in Chattanooga, and I was at home, and Dick came in our kitchen and said, "Angie, I want to do something for the Lord." And I said, "That is wonderful. What?" And he said, "I don't know. I've got to pray about it." So we prayed about it. Carrie, my oldest daughter, had just gotten out of nursing school and was working in a for-profit facility, a nursing unit for special needs kids. And she heard Dick talking about it and said, "Dad, I want to start a place, a unit, that will help children and their families and won't have problem with insurance like I'm seeing." And so Dick looked at me and he said, "That's what we're going to do. We're going to start one, a nursing unit for special needs children. It's going to be God-based, and we are going to help children and their families. Cody may need it someday." And I said, "Well, where are we going to start this?" Because we were planning on moving back to Murfreesboro. He said, "Of course, Murfreesboro." So he and Carrie spent a lot of time coming to Murfreesboro. Now, the story of special kids is like a beautiful quilt where each piece is beautifully handmade but woven together. So that's the Cody part. God was in charge of that, of course, giving us this precious special needs child. What a blessing he was. And then God wanting to do Dick wanting to do something for God. And then we were moving back to Murfreesboro. And Carrie being a nurse and working in a for-profit facility and seeing the problems there. So we came to Murfreesboro, and we went around and talked with a lot of people. And everybody said, "It won't work. You're crazy." We sold some things, personal things, and had just so much money. And we talked with a gentleman in Murfreesboro who, again, a God story, who was a nice man. He's a great man, but he's a businessman. And he had a piece of property, and he wanted to sell it for a certain price. He never went down on his prices. And Dick talked to him about the project, and he gave us the property for the amount of money we had, which was less than he was asking. And then we went around to people like doctors, pediatricians, and Dr. Jerry Collins. We approached him. And when we left, he said, "Those people are crazy. This never work, but I'm going to help them." And then my brother was an attorney, and Dick went to my brother and said, "By the way, Ben, we're starting this thing, and you're going to work free for us."
Oh.
And Ben said, Ben McFarland said, that Judge Ben McFarland, he was a lawyer at that time, or is, but he wasn't a judge yet. And he said, "All right, Dick, I'm on board." So we have seen blessing after blessing. All the people we approached, Christy Houston Foundation, and they helped us tremendously. And we approached a charity circle, and they helped us when we needed it in the beginning years. We'd need something, and Carrie would call, and they would say, "Sure, we'll help you with that." So this is like that quilt where many people just became such an important part of Special Kids.
The great thing about Special Kids, I mean, there's an unlimited number of things that are great about it, but you know, it also helps those families who do have that child who may be medically fragile, who may have some type of learning disability in addition to a number of other problems. But it helps them in a number of ways because they're stressed, especially in those beginning years. And like you were saying, they're stressed financially, they're stressed emotionally. They've got a lot going on. So it really serves the public. It serves families in such a vital way.
Yes. And God has brought us the most wonderful people, like Director Chris Truelove, who's just been so important, and so many employees. I mean, it's about our staff and employees and the people that help us in the community. And Murfreesboro is the most loving community. It's amazing.
And Chris Truelove has been there for years.
Yes.
Has he been there since the very start?
2 years later.
So almost.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's awesome. And he, you can tell he loves what he does.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's grown so much over the years.
Yes, yes. We have the most wonderful way of speech. We have therapy, speech, feeding tube, occupational, physical. We have the nursing unit. We have our summer camp is phenomenal. Just phenomenal. We have people who fly in from other states to be a part of that summer camp. And
oh, wow.
We usually have a waiting list. And we love to have volunteers in the summer.
Definitely. And Frida, for those who don't know, Frida Morgan has been in the banking industry for years and years.
Yeah, I just retired after 48 years in banking, and I was honored to serve on the board for Special Kids for a few years, and so I have a passion for the organization. And so when I was thinking about retirement, I called Chris one day and said, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to retire, and I think I want Special Kids to be my second career. And he was like, well, let's pray over it and see what we're supposed to do. So that's what we did, and I retired on August the 1st, and August the 6th, I went to work at Special Kids, and my official title is Senior Major Gifts Advisor.
You went from a supporter, a board member, to an employee of Special Kids.
I did, yeah, and it's been great. And as Angie says, you know, I remind people all the time, we are the geographic center of the state of Tennessee, and we're referred to as the heart of Tennessee, and that is a physical location as well as our signature, because I'm blown away at the people that want to help Special Kids and or other organizations in our area. You know, I had right after I started, had some folks text me going, you know, our small group at church, what could we do? I'm like, well, we always need toilet paper, rolls of paper towel, and copy paper. You know, that's three easy things. And you know, people come through for us. And we, Holly Sylvester and I, we were at the Saturday market a few weeks ago up on the square just to promote Special Kids and also promote our fall golf tournament we've got coming up on October 24th. And we were both amazed at all the people that came up. And, you know, some people would come up and have just a little wad of cash. It might have been $50, and it might have been five ones. But, you know, they gave from their heart where they were, because they said, we want to help Special Kids, and we want to help what you all do. And it's I told this story a couple times this week. I had been out one day last week, and the building that we're in is named Cody's Corner after Angie's grandson. And there's Cody's Corner, and then there's the playground, and then there's the therapy building. And one of the therapists was teaching a little boy to run, and so they were having races between the therapy building and Cody's Corner. And he was the cutest little thing. So I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm seeing him running. So I'm just standing there on the sidewalk, and I'm clapping for him. And he was grinning from corner to corner. You know, so it's the therapist and all the staff at Special Kids. They do amazing stuff every day. I mean, amazing things.
And you know, the families, this is the other, I think, neat thing about Special Kids is that you've got these children, and they're from all walks of life, all ethnic backgrounds, some from other countries even, who've moved here. But the thing that brings their families all together is the fact that they all have that one thing in common, and that's that child. And it doesn't matter what their thoughts or ideas are, they do come together.
That's right.
And you see moms and dads, you know, sitting in the hallways talking while their child's, you know, getting some type of therapy or understanding or learning something new. But they all come together. And it's special when you see that, because you don't see that everywhere.
No, you don't. We've, you know, it's interesting. You know, if you look, you can see the hand of God every day. I had reached out to my friend Teresa over the weekend, and I said, I have a gift card to Bonefish Grill. Let's go to Bonefish for lunch on Monday. So we go and sit down, and our little server was a young lady named Anna. And so I said, Anna, I said, do y'all still do those nice bonefish excursions? And she said, well, I'm fairly new here. Let me go ask. And so as I handed her my business card, she literally smiled from corner to corner. She had meningitis as a baby, went to her brain. They were operating on her. She had a massive stroke. And she said, without special kids, she said, I couldn't talk, I couldn't walk, and I couldn't eat. So she said, I'll be right back. and the manager came up, and he sat down there beside me. And I said, well, let me tell you about special kids. He said, oh, he said, Anna's already told me. He said, tell me how I can help special kids. So, you know, we love having people come over to our campus and tour, because, you know, when you see it firsthand, then you go, wow. Because I can tell you all day, but if you're on campus for 4 or 5 minutes and see those children's smiles and see what the therapists do with those children, it is amazing. So he's a young man, moved here from Virginia Beach, and I said, you come and tour. And I said, afterwards, I said, I'm going to take you to the Slick Pig and get you some Mr. Jerry smoked wings. And he was like, I'd be all for that. So,
you know, some of the parents who bring their children there, they were told previously, maybe in a doctor's office or a medical setting somewhere, your child may never, and then fill in the blank, you know, may never walk, may never. But yet those types of miracles happen through the help and guidance of those who are professionally trained at Special Kids.
That's right.
And you see those stories every day.
Yep, you do. They're out there. I'm amazed at the folks that go, well, my niece or my cousin's child, you know, was at Special Kids. I mean, you hear it all the time. But you know, the anybody that has a child or a relative, we have to have the physician referral, and then we take it from there. We operate on a sliding scale. We take 10 care. We take private pay insurance, and it is amazing. I want you to come to Campability this summer, Scott.
Yes.
You know, and I've been there before years ago.
Right.
To see how it operates, and the smiles on the kids' faces, the way they interact, and then you have the MTSU, what is it, the basketball players,
yes,
who'll come out and play ball with them. And I mean, it's just so neat watching these interactions, and some of those interactions are with people who have never interacted with a child who needed some type of special medical care. And at first they may say, I have no idea what I'm doing here, I don't know how to do this. But they instantly know how the minute they meet that first child.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you just gotta love them. At the end of the day, we all want to be loved.
Yes.
And you just gotta love those children. Because I know my very first camp luncheon, because you eat lunch with a couple of the campers, and one of the young men was nonverbal, but he had an iPad, and they do things like they go swimming, they play basketball, they do things that the average child takes for granted, but these children have never had that opportunity. So the therapist give them that opportunity, you know, for the weeks that camp goes on. And that young man, you know, he typed on his iPad, I ordered my lunch at Chick-fil-A yesterday. Now, how, you know, that's a little thing to me, but to him it was amazing. And you know, so he told me what he'd had for lunch, and they had gone to the movie. You know, life is hard some days for all of us, but look around and you'll see how blessed you are. It's such a blessing to be able to help other people. If you open up your own heart. You know, if you can't afford to give financially, you know, we always look for volunteers to help us for the race. We always look for volunteers to help us for golf. We try to meet you where you are. You know, we love monthly donors. If you can give up a tea at the Sonic or a coffee at Just Love one day a month, give that money every month to special kids, because, you know, you think your $5 and Angie's $5 and my $5, well, that's $15.
Yeah.
You know, if you can give $5 a month or if you can give $5,000 a month, wherever you are.
How often do you see a mom, a dad, whoever that caregiver is, come in and they're frazzled? They don't know what to do. It's their first time, you know, dealing with something that's this stressful.
It is very hard. I feel for some of the caregivers, because, you know, they bring the children in for therapy, and you can see that their burden's heavy and that they're weary. And sometimes they'll get the child inside for therapy and they'll go back to their car, and, you know, just, you can see them put their head back on the headrest and, you know, just be still for 15 or 20 minutes. Because it's a financial burden, it's an emotional burden, it's a physical burden. A lot of parents, if there were a mom and a dad, sometimes one of the parents can't handle that there's a special needs child, so they turn and walk. So, you know,
and that happens more often, I think, than people realize.
Yeah, yeah. There's fear and there's anxiety, and so they'll leave, and that's not good for anybody.
No, that makes it, how many times tougher? I can't imagine that.
That's right.
But you've got some of the best doctors, nurses, therapists who some volunteer their time to come out there and be a part of it. I mean, I know I can name probably 10 right off the top of my head, some who have been with MMC for years, who come out there and they're a part of special kids. They're they've been a part since the very beginning, but they love being a part of it.
Yep. And Angie referenced Dr. Jerry Collins. You know, he's still there and still a vital piece of it. So, you know, we love Dr. Collins. We've got an incredible board member group that helps us. So yes, we are. It seems like God's kind of put the right people in the right places to help us move forward.
Definitely.
And also, I want to mention that our staff prays every morning over these children. And families sometime will come to us, the board, or to special kids and ask for prayer. And we will stop and take time to pray with them. And we have a prayer wall where the children can ask for prayer. And then when the prayers come true, then it's marked on the wall.
Oh, wow.
And so we have stayed God-centered, which is so important to me.
You know, and I've heard those stories before where there have been cases of single moms and single dads who have been taking their kids there, and they overheard, or maybe another family overheard something that's going on in their life. And then next thing you know, this family who doesn't even know this family over here overheard this story. They bring whatever it is that was needed in that family's life to them and give it to them. It, you know,
yes.
I've even heard stories of where one family gave another, I don't know if it was a single mom, but gave her a new car.
Yes.
You know, and there's stories like that you don't hear anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. No.
But they happen at special kids. It's wild.
That's right. That's right. He is, we see his hand every day.
And you know, another aspect of it, those who are there working, the therapists who are there each and every day, some of them, well, of course, I would say they're all very talented, but you've got some who, they could be working in some huge hospital in New York, but they choose to stay there at Special Kids because of what they see each day, because of what they're a part of. They see real changes happen in these families, in these children.
Yes, yes.
How hard is it for some families? I mean, maybe give us an idea, a glimpse into the life of some of these families who are bringing their children there each day, and tell us what they may go through outside of those walls, you know, each day at home.
Well, it's very difficult. You know, you've got you've got a child that may be wheelchair bound, that may be on a feeding tube, that may be nonverbal, so that impacts how your household functions, you know, what special care you've got, you know, making sure the child doesn't aspirate. There's lots of pieces to that puzzle to run in that household, you know, and then you may have one or two other children, you know, in the household too, that you know, you still got to take them to football practice and you know, to dance or to cheerleading or whatever the activity may be. So it takes a lot. It takes a whole family unit to manage that. Interesting story. We set up a room at Special Kids. It has a twin bed in it. It has a little corner shower, has a chest of drawers, and it has a closet rod. We had a young man that was in his early teens that was wheelchair bound. And he wanted to be able to help his mama because he said, I can make my bed. He said, my mama shouldn't have to make my bed every day. He said, I want to help my mama. You know, you don't think about the fact that you're in a wheelchair. It's difficult to make a bed. The therapist have worked with him and the other children on making a bed. You know, if you're in a wheelchair, you can't reach a clothes rod in the top of the closet. You know, you can't reach the top drawer on a dresser. So that's a very special room. And there again, we put a call out on Facebook and said, hey, we need these things from Amazon. And the Amazon truck came and there's boxes with smiles on them, you know, with the equipment that we needed. Because it is, you know, it's financially straining. Some of the folks that pull in, you know, in their van, they're saying a prayer that their van will start when it's time for them to leave. So that's why I work so hard to help get money in, because if they can, as I say, we do a sliding scale, so we meet them at wherever they can pay. So that's why I signed on to do what I do, to help raise money.
How far away do some families come to bring their children to Special Kids?
We have families from Bedford County, from Cannon County, from Coffee County that come in, some from Davidson County that come for therapy. And Saturday Market had a couple families that said, oh gosh, well, my pediatrician referred me to another place. I didn't know about Special Kids. So that tells me we've got more work to do. We got to spread the word.
And these families, they come from all over to get their kids help. I mean, they're moms and dads who truly care about that child,
yes,
about the significance of that child and about that child's future in every way. I mean, they want to see their child feel good, feel normal.
That's right.
A lot of times you guys are able to do that there.
Yes.
Is Special Kids the only place like it? I know it's the only place like it in a lot of ways, but are there other places that do offer the same types of care to children in Middle Tennessee at all?
Yes, there's a couple other facilities. There's a facility in Smyrna. There's a facility somewhere off of Broad Street here that does therapies. But we're a little unique. There's a place over in Franklin. But we're unique in the services that we offer and the nursing and therapy that we provide.
Of course, Angie, the foundation behind Special Kids, that's the most unique part. I mean, it was started with your family in mind, a real purpose and drive behind it.
Yes, God gave us Cody, this special needs child who was just amazing. He died at St. Jude's at 17.
Wow.
But he was a gift from God to open this idea up. And then Carrie going to nursing school and working in a nonprofit. And then Dick wanting to do something for the Lord, driven to do something for the Lord. And us moving back to Murfreesboro. Yes, it's all a God story, truly.
And St. Jude's, of course, in Memphis, that's one of those hospitals that is really woven into the lives of a lot of people with children who have had special type needs or who have had cancer as a child. I mean, there's just...
Phenomenal place. Amazing.
Isn't it wild how you've got all these families who come to Special Kids in Murfreesboro, but yet they've also got a story in places like Memphis. And
yes, yes.
But they're touched by Tennessee.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Some of them, I know I've heard stories of families who have moved to Tennessee because their child was medically fragile in some way and needed help, and maybe that started, you know, in Memphis at St. Jude's, but they found their way to Middle Tennessee somehow and made a life here.
Yes.
But we'll talk more about special kids in just a second. We have to take a real quick break, and we'll learn more about special kids and how folks can get involved, or if somebody has a child that needs help, how they can be a part of special kids that way too. And we'll learn more about that in just a second.
We are broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Download the MyMTE app in Google Play or in the iTunes Store and keep up with your electric usage.
The free app gives you better control of your power consumption and provides the ability to see exactly how much electricity you use.
Simply search for MyMTE today.
Discover hidden treasures at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're searching for stylish clothing, sturdy furniture, or even large appliances, we've got them all at prices that you'll love. But here's the best part. 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, serving over 70 families a day. Your shopping dollars go straight back into the community, making a real impact. Shop smart and give back at the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
Do you get sinus infections, congestion, sinus pressure and pain, sinus headaches? You've gone to the doctor, you visit urgent care over and over again, and it's always the same thing, right? Oh, I know. Let's try antibiotics and some nasal sprays. But the infections just keep coming back. You may suffer with chronic sinus infections. The good news, relief is possible. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Murfreesboro Sinus Center called balloon sinuplasty. Imagine the relief of not having to deal with your chronic sinus infections. Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, pressure, pain, congestion? Set an appointment today with Murfreesboro Sinus Center and find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Call 615-649-4590. 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adams Place. Don't wait too late. You have everything you need here. You can go across the street to Walmart, go down the road to Hardee's and have breakfast, or whatever you'd like today. It's just a great place to be. Good location, no problem.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
The Action Line on WGNSradio.com.
This morning in studio, we have Angie Kleino and also Frieda Morgan, and we're talking about special kids. And, of course, Angie Kleino's husband, Dick Kleino, he and then your daughter, Carrie Goodwin, they're the ones who kind of thought of this whole idea, right?
Yes, and because we had a special needs grandchild, Cody.
And that was the main reason, the push behind starting it.
Well, starting something for the Lord, and yes, making it for special needs children.
If Dick were here today, I'm sure he'd be amazed at where Special Kids is and how it's grown.
You know, he was an entrepreneur, and he believed that anything he started or anything he was involved with, it was going to work. It was going to work well. So he would be thrilled to see where it's gone, but he wouldn't be surprised.
No, probably
he
not.
Expect it. You know, it's amazing because he would say God was in charge. God knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I remember the first time I met you and your husband at your house because it was about the blueberry patch.
Oh yes. And
everything that you guys got involved with over the years, you had a heart for it, no matter what it was.
Oh, you're sweet.
So today, if somebody listening has a child who does need some type of medical therapy and they haven't found the right avenues for that care, and maybe they're new to town and haven't heard of Special Kids, how do they get involved in getting their child involved with Special Kids?
Well, they will get a physician referral to Special Kids, and then the intake folks will get them do the interview and get them plugged in for the therapy that they need. And in lots of cases, it's multiple therapies that the child may need.
And you have so many people who move to Murfreesboro, Rutherford County each and every day. I mean, we've grown so fast, of course, over the years. But you've got some people who have found their way here because of situations like, well, they moved here because they were involved in a domestic violence relationship. So they came here for safety,
right,
without really knowing what they're going to find. How often do you hear stories like that where people stumble upon special kids because they came here to get away from whatever it was where they were?
We hear that a lot. You know, they'll say, I don't know why we chose Murfreesboro, but now I know why.
Yeah. And that's the neat part about it. They don't know why they picked here. And then they realize that there was something a little bit bigger in play here that brought you here.
Yeah. You know, you've heard stories of people wanting to relocate. You know, they'll choose a quadrant of the country and literally throw a dart at a map and go, ah.
That'd be a scary way to pick where to go, but you're right.
Driving through. I hear that story. Right. We were driving through.
Yep.
And they stop for gas or food. And next thing you know, this is where I'm going to live.
Yeah.
It's neat how things in life do come together, though, sometimes.
Yes.
And sometimes they literally happen for a specific reason. And it could be just a season of somebody's life where they need special kids in their life or where their child needs special kids.
And I'd like to say something, please, about this is a request that I've had for years and years. People may feel like they can't give money right now. We need prayers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And prayer is powerful. And also, I've been looking, and we've been looking, for someone to give us a farm near Murfreesboro, or located, because we would like to expand and let our special needs children have gardens and maybe get back into horseback riding therapy. And we had a program at one time, and we had to stop because the nursing unit needed the money more. But the miracles we saw from the horseback riding therapy, we had a child that had two wonderful brothers. The mother told me this story. But the girl was not talking much. And so got on the horse and started calling the horse by name and whoa and go. And started talking like a blue streak at home, you know. And then industry has been so good to us, like giving us equipment and computers so children that are nonverbal can and their families can learn to use the computer, like she gave an example early about that. And we appreciate that so much. So I'm looking for a farm.
That's a cool idea, having kids. Because there are so many different, and there's new forms of therapy every day, but children being involved in things like the animals.
Animals and gardens.
Gardens,
yes. We used to, in our nursing unit, have a little garden, and the children would go out and work in it and call names of the plants. And one little boy went home one day and told his mother he wanted an alligator for dinner. And she said, a what? And he said, alligator, alligator. And it was broccoli. Now, child likes broccoli?
I've never met one.
And he was calling it an alligator. And so, you know, things like that.
And speaking of food, some of the children, some of the therapy that they may go through is learning how to pick up a utensil to eat. Because whatever medical problem they had, they weren't able to really move or function their hands like most kids.
Yes.
But they learn those things. It may sound simple to a lot of us, but man, they are learning it for the first time.
Yes, yes.
And the end result is always amazing and unique because these kids are so excited about learning those things.
Yes. Yeah. We had a mother one time. I love this story. And industry had given a computer, and we taught, our therapist taught the little boy and the family how to use it. And he was nonverbal, bright, of course. And so one day she came back and she said, I don't know whether that was a good idea. Said he goes to the grocery store with me and argues about what we're going to buy.
Like every other kid.
But that same young man was in a class. And again, the mother tells his story. And little girl was having a seizure in the back of the class. And I'm sure that eventually the teacher and her aide would have noticed. But he took his iPad up to the teacher and said, help, help, and went back. And how did that make him feel?
He was a hero.
He was a hero.
He would have had that chance. I mean, when you trace back the roots of where he learned that to do what he did.
Yes.
He would have had that ability had it not been for special kids.
Yeah.
That's really neat. And it's neat when you hear stories like that. Then you start to put the pieces together and understand more. Wow, if it weren't for special kids, this child would not be able to, and again, fill in the blank, you know. Right. They learn so much through special kids.
That's right.
God has blessed us, truly.
And it really does change the lives of more than just that one child. Yes. I mean, it changes the life of the mom, the dad, the brother, the sister, who may have not been able to communicate with their son, with their brother or sister, if it had not been for what that child had learned.
Yes, we have a young lady working for us that was one of our patients years and years ago. It's a little girl, she's sharp as a tack, and she's just amazing. Yep. And she will tell you, hearing the family, so Frida's so right. We can talk all we want and try to describe it, but you need to see it. And talk with the families and children. And then it comes alive.
And there's stories on the Special Kids website. You guys have videos even. You've got interviews that you guys have done. And they're on the website of Special Kids. And you can learn a lot of this stuff. You can learn all these different details. And the stories, though. The stories, there's so many of them. Of how Special Kids has changed the life of one child, which led to changes in that family.
That's right. Our feeding therapist, Nick, got a young lad to eat a blueberry a couple of weeks ago. He wouldn't eat. Got him to eat a blueberry.
What was the reaction of the child?
I think he liked it. I think he liked it. So, you know, when you... There again, you know, we take so many things for granted, you know, for, you know, snack tonight, you may go to the fridge and pull you out some blueberries and some strawberries and have your bedtime snack. And just remember that one young man just recently had his very first blueberry ever.
I know we're already out of time, but Frida, what is the website of Special Kids for folks to learn more?
It's specialkidstn.com, specialkidstn.com. And as I say, we would love to have folks come in and visit us. So let me give out my phone number. It's 615-801-4978. And my email is fmorgan@specialkidstn.com. So if anybody listening wants to come take a tour, reach out. We'd love to have you on campus. Show you what the true heroes do every day.
Or if you have a farm and you want to say, hey, I've got 100 acres and you guys can have 50 of it.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe 50 is even a lot.
That's a lot of land.
Maybe 20 or 30. We'd love it.
Well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.